This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
With the 16th pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Zach Martin, guard, Notre Dame.
So instead of bringing in somebody that could potentially supplant Tony Romo, they bring in somebody to make sure nobody plants Tony Romo.
An all-time top five in the moment disappointment for me in the 15 years of working on the home of the Dallas Cowboys. In the moment, I was sitting next to RJ Choppy. Maybe it was Mike Fisher. I don't know whether it was Brad or Mickey Spagnola inside AT&T Stadium with the t-shirts printed up. I still have the t-shirts. Very comfortable. Johnny Jerry. Johnny Jerry with the money sign as we were anticipating a ratings bonanza with Texas A&M taking over for Tony Romo at quarterback. Instead, we were left stunned, as you heard, with that background noise as the legendary Hall of Fame career of Zach Martin began. And yesterday, the big fella deciding to retire at the age of 34, 9 Pro Bowls, 7 All-Pros, member of the All-2010s team. And he retires, maybe the stat I remember him the most for, he retires with more All-Pro selections than accepted holding penalties.
It's a sexy pick.
It was not a sexy pick, but it was the right pick. And I could easily argue it was the best draft pick of the post-Jimmy era.
Yeah, there's a case for it. Yeah, there's a case for it. Yeah.
Because I think it's the peak moment of Jerry's post-Jimmy era. It was the peak of it. Because that singular draft pick stabilized the offensive line. The offensive line had... You know, it was not great in 2013 or 12 or 11. You know, it was transition. You bring in Tyron, you bring in Travis, and then Zach just stabilized it. Like that offensive line. We were sitting in the office. We were going to fly to Vegas and bet the under on the Cowboys win total before the 2014 season.
Yep.
And, you know, Zach completely transferred. The Cowboys didn't have an identity. We have, how many segments do we have? What's the Cowboys' identity? What's their identity? During those 8 and 8 years, you know, was it a pass team? Was it a run team? Was it a good team, a bad team? I mean, he gave them their identity. It was like, we have the best offensive line in football. That's our identity.
The very first pick ever made by Will McClay running the draft was Zach Martin. And he was, I mean, it does seem like just yesterday he was picked. Like, I can't believe his entire career has just flashed like that. I mean, that's just the passage of time, I guess, and how quickly it goes. But he was about as perfect of an offensive lineman as you could ask for. Like, if you're building a prototype, he really is it. Like, size. Like, I mean, he's got the size, too. He could have been, I think, a Hall of Famer if he plays any of the five positions on the offensive line. He could have played center. He played guard. We saw him play tackle when he had to. He did it at Notre Dame. He was just so powerful, so balanced. The technique was absolutely perfect, and he was just as good of a run blocker as he was a pass blocker. He was absolutely fantastic.
He's one of those guys where the draft expert, whether it's Mike Mayock or someone else, goes, you got a 10-year starter. You know, you can pick the flashier player. You can pick the bigger gamble. But if you pick Maurkice Pouncey, if you pick Marshall Yanda, if you pick Zach Martin, you're good to go there for 10 to 15 years. That's that type of, all right, we know we're good here with the safety net.
Yeah, and scouts to this day will still talk about they knew something, they were watching something special when they went to the Senior Bowl that year, and it was one-on-ones, and the scouts kept, hey, match up Donald and Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Put Aaron Donald and Zach Martin on each other. And they were like, you could watch them battling and go, all right, these two are different. It's just the value of what a guard was. Like a guard who, and I mean, some people considered him a tackle at the time, but the value of where he went down at 16. But I mean, just absolutely, to me, he is the offensive version of Bob Lilly to me. And I know a lot of people would think of Witten that way, but like Zach Martin to me is this era's kind of Mr. Cowboy is how I look at him. And he is just probably the greatest player in the history of the Cowboys not to win a Super Bowl. It'd be him, Tyron, or Witten.
Where?
I mean throughout his career, didn't win a Super Bowl.
Okay. So not just with the Cowboys.
Yeah, not just with the Cowboys. Just period, didn't win one in his career.
Hmm. Let's just look back at that draft real quick for S's and giggles. One, Jadeveon Clowney, still playing. Two, Greg Robinson, who was supposed to be Larry Allen, going to the Rams.
What did he go, three? He lasted 3 years?
Blake Bortles, 3. Oof. Sammy Watkins, 4. Khalil Mack, 5. Still playing. Jake Matthews, 6. Mike Evans, future Hall of Famer, I think. Justin Gilbert, totally forgot about him, to the Cleveland Browns.
It's so funny to see, if you look on Wikipedia, the highlighted names showing that they were a Pro Bowler, and then there's a break and a bunch of highlighted names of Pro Bowler, and that break is the Browns selection.
That's Gilbert at 8. Anthony Barr, Minnesota Vikings linebacker. Eric Ebron, Lions tight end. Taylor Lewan, busting the boys. Odell Beckham to the Giants at 12. Aaron Donald, Rams 13. Kyle Fuller to the Bears. Ryan Shazier, the player that the Cowboys would have picked if on the board.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he would have been their guy. That was who they absolutely loved, which it's sometimes it's better to be lucky than good type of thing. And not that they missed on the evaluation of that player.
He was a good player.
Yeah. He was not Zach Martin, though.
No, that would have
been a missed opportunity. It's just like James Francis was a good player coming out of Baylor, was a good player for the Bengals, but you're glad he got picked up. And then you're like, well, I guess we'll take Emmett Smith.
Zach at 16, C.J. Mosley, Baltimore Ravens at 17, and then you go to Calvin Pryor, Juwan James, Brandon Cooks, Clinton Dix, and old Johnny Football, 22, to the Browns.
That was a decent draft. There's a lot of guys still playing. I had to look up Jake Matthews. He's still out there.
Yeah.
That was 9 straight Pro Bowlers selected when you started with Anthony Barr and got down to C.J. Mosley. 9 straight Pro Bowlers went in that draft.
We just asked Zach Martin at the Super Bowl in New Orleans if he had made his decision.
I'm focused on getting healthy, right? I think people forget, like, I'm a free agent, so I'm not under contract with anyone. So first and foremost, I want to get healthy, and then when free agency rolls around, see what's going on, and then make a decision from there.
I think we kind of came away from that with a negotiation feel of, I'm going to play, it just may not be here. Let me remind everyone, I'm free and available, and the Cowboys have not locked me up to that extension. That's the way I came away with that, even though you had watched Zach over and over with the game film last year and talked about the decline. How did you weigh in your mind decline versus injury affecting his play that had dropped?
I think it was definitely a decline. It wasn't just he was hurt last year. He was hurt, and he'd been getting banged up more consistently throughout his career. Like, he had played a lot of football. Like, he came into, you gotta remember, he came from a tough physical Notre Dame program where he played there until he was 24 years old. And then he comes into the NFL and he's immediately like road grader, block for DeMarco Murray, Ezekiel.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Just playing really physical ball. So yeah, that wore him down. And he declined pretty sharply last year. I would say it was probably 60% on decline, 40% on injuries. But I did feel like when we were walking off of that bounty set and we were talking to each other, because I remember that was one of the things we were chatting about as we were walking off, was I did feel like, I think he's going to play again. Like I hadn't felt that way at the end of the season, but I did leave in there, felt like he wanted to play. He must just have felt like, I can't get healthy. I can't do it, and I'm not going to be able to be the same player.
And then durability and consistency. Started 162 games. He missed more than one game in a season just twice. That's it. 2024 limited to 10 games because of that ankle injury that required surgery. And he did get that last payday when we were sitting there in Oxnard at training camp before adjusting that contract that guaranteed him $36 million over the past two seasons. That made him the third highest paid guard in the NFL. So he got a nice little send-off.
Yeah, he did. Not a bad way to go. That's what happened. You know, he knew that he was coming towards the end, wanted to get one last contract. And I assume he knew when he was talking to us about what he was going to do. I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know that in the 2 weeks since then that he had his agent call and say, okay, you know, who's already calling about me? You know, like, I don't think that's what it was. Maybe he just like realized, hey, I can't get healthy. I'm done.
Where does he fall, fan text? 877-881-1053 on the greatest Cowboys offensive lineman of all time. Is he two?
Behind?
Larry.
Yes, probably. That's probably where he goes, is number two. He's above Tyron.
Is he above Tyron?
Yeah.
Why do you say for me, that?
Tyron was great. Tyron just was not able to consistently stay healthy. And I feel like Zach's run as the best was longer and a more consecutive run than Tyron Smith had. Tyron Smith was at his peak, may have been better than Zach Martin, but Tyron Smith was a supernova. It was like just went up, burned out. I mean, he was about 4 years where he was the absolute best.
The only other one that the Landry Hat website throwing up
Rayfield. Yeah. Rayfield took too long to get in the hall. Took too long to get the Ring of Honor.
I mean, people will tell you that all the time that the best offensive lineman anybody saw was Eric Williams before his car wreck. And that was, he would have been the best. And that 3 years he played, he was the most dominant.
They put Nate at four, Tyron at five, Eric at seven, Flozell at nine, Frederick at 10.
Flozell at nine, and who were three and four?
Three and four. Three was Zach, and four was Nate.
So Flozell Adams is a better player than Mark Stepnoski or any of the other like multiple time Pro Bowlers.
There was, I mean, look, this offensive line they just had, you know, with the Tyron Frederick Zach, and then the one in the 07 to 2010 or 06 really. I mean, the Cowboys have had a really good offensive line. Well, two different reincarnations of it.
Great Wall reincarnation. Yeah. We were trying to come up with a nickname for him. What are the Tolos saying?
Guys, everyone is in agreement with y'all. Everyone on the Fantex who is Texan so far says Zach is number two behind Larry Allen, and then Tyron three. A lot of people agree Tyron Smith is three.
Tyron, Hall of Fame?
Probably.
Let's see.
But it's It's not as much of a slam dunk as Zach is. Zach will go in the Hall of Fame. But, I mean, I thought Marshall Yanda was going to get in, too, and he still hasn't.
RJ did that study. We'll get into it a little bit later on the home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Thank you for being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. We want to hook you up with a Dierks Bentley ticket giveaway in the final hour of the program. We're going to have the junk drawer as well. But we have a new addition to the morning show. Said he's a big Tolo. Said he was a big fan. Let's actually put that to the test with the Friday edition of Sean and RJ. Just getting started on DFW Sports Station.